Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, one of my least favorites. The problem is I have so many least favorites. I don't know if least favorite means anything anymore. Member of Congress. Here's Biden, right? Sitting down with Putin today. We'll try to hammer out some arms control, at least preliminary understandings, stopping the cyber attacks on our infrastructure, attacks on our elections, and very, very, very not too diplomatically going to suggest to him what economic sanctions we will bring against him if he doesn't go along. And what does Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan do? Google it and find out why I call him Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. He attacked Biden. He didn't attack Putin. He attacked Biden today, yesterday, and said that he attacked him for attending the G7. That's the seven wealthiest, the seven biggest economies in the world, except for China. And attacking a NATO meeting, and attacked him for attending a NATO meeting. And he said, quote, Biden is palling around with his buddies, end quote. Biden is palling around with his buddies. Well, first of all, Trump attended the same things. He didn't attack Trump, and Trump betrayed them. Trump in Helsinki said he trusted Putin and not our own intelligence services. He said, why would Putin interfere in our elections? Trump lied. Of course, Putin lied. And now Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who was given the Medal of Freedom, just like Rush Limbaugh was by Donald Trump, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan was given the Medal of Freedom. This is a joke. Attacks our own president for attending a G7 and NATO summit and accuses him of palling around with his buddies. Jordan is in Ohio. Ohio's a good state. I think it's produced more presidents than any other state in the country. I think even more than Virginia. In any event, state of presidents, one of them. A lot of patriots in Ohio. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat in Ohio. Somebody does that, sticks up for Putin and accuses our own president as he's involved in a summit with Putin, of palling around with his buddies. The guy has to come out of Congress. There's a lot of reasons he shouldn't even be in Congress, but he's got to get out of Congress. Period, end of story. Period, end of story. I'll tell you what, one other thing we mentioned in the previous segment, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats going forward on a House-directed January 6th investigation. They're also announced they're going forward on an infrastructure plan. And the Democrats are in general, House and Senate. Thank goodness it's about time. There have been these cries, these crocodile tears from Moscow Mitch. It's got to be bipartisan. I'm going to put Shelley Moore Caputo of West Virginia in there, Republican, to negotiate with you, and we'll surely come up with something. All they did is delay it by 3 months. That's all they did. They delayed it by 3 months. Their only purpose is delay. So they did to Obama on the bailout of our economy after the 2008-09 recession. And they just wasted a lot of time. Obama kept making concessions, and then he had to pass it anyway, just with the Democrats. And it was less than should have been done. And as a result, the recession lasted a little longer than it had to. They will do nothing but shout, bipartisan, bipartisan, we must negotiate, bipartisan, bipartisan, we must negotiate. They're lying. They're not intending to negotiate at all. This is a pretext. It's a subterfuge. It's a decoy. That's all it is. So the Democrats are going to go forward. The problem is it'll pass well in the House. In fact, there'll be a lot of Republicans vote for it. In the Senate, Moscow Mitch will say, hey, we filibuster, you need 10 votes, and then he won't give it to us. Going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Good morning, man. I kind of have a question for you, but I'll lay it out on the table. Fox News is going into uncharted territories, and what they're trying to do is find out who shot one of the domestic terrorists. They want a name. And I don't believe they have a right to know a name, because in the rules of engagement, you attack our country, you're an enemy of the state, we take appropriate action. Nobody needed to know who shot bin Laden. Nobody needs to know who shot that woman that attacked the Capitol. Once you attack our country, you have zero rights. And Putin is jumping in this mess and calling the person a hero. And Fox loves this. Fox is playing off this. I think they're really, you know, they started sliding off the charts, and now I think they're on the floor, and somebody's got to do something. Do people who attack our country have any rights? That's my question.
Right. No, and I'm glad you brought this issue up. This is very, very important. What Bill is getting at is, one of the insurrectionists, a woman, broke in. She actually went through a window or a door and was getting into the chamber, and there were still congressmen there. And if they had gotten in, they would have killed people. So very reluctantly, one of the officers fires, hits her, and she dies. Okay. Now, the answer is no, they shouldn't release his name, because what will happen is the right wing will then threaten him, threaten his family, and hound him to death. And we're not going to permit that. I'll tell you what Putin does is, when he hacks in and, you know, into Facebook, they put up false accounts. He'll go from the right to the left. He'll say, this guy's a hero. This guy, in fact, if they find out his identity, they'll post it. They will post it. He's a hero. He's a hero. That ticks off everybody on the right. Then if they do name the guy, then Putin, hacking in on the other side, will go on Facebook, get him. You know, he killed the patriot and all this kind of stuff. The Russians, Facebook, quite frankly, is a monopoly, and Facebook has got to shut down any Russian account. I don't care where it's from. It's all Putin. The problem is Putin can then penetrate other accounts. But you're absolutely right. Now, the answer is no, you shouldn't do it. When law enforcement, and I'll give you an example, at Ruby Ridge in Idaho, a long time ago, some FBI sharpshooters were there. These guys are holed up, and they shoot, and they shoot the wrong person and kill a guy's wife. It was very sad, tragic. Under the local law, that agent was charged with murder. There is a little known federal law that says if a federal agent is charged under state law, it can be removed to federal court. It's the only instance of that in criminal law, and they moved it to federal court and dismissed it. There were, after 9/11, the Tsarnaev brothers had some help. Two FBI agents were interrogating a guy who was with them, and he attacked them and they killed him. They shot him. And the Council on Islamic American Relations complained and wanted them indicted. And everyone said, no, these are law enforcement. They do it as a last resort. They only do it when people are attacking our country. And the same thing happens here. So they looked at that case and they said that was a justifiable use of force. And I agree with that. But no, you don't give out his name. You do not give out his name. You don't give out the name of the whistleblower against Trump either, because what happens is the right wing gets a hold of that. The Russians get hold of that. You know, Russian propaganda gets hold of that. And then they gin up an attack on the guy and they divide our country, and we can't have it. We can't have it. So the fact of the matter is, no, you hit the nail on the head. They're not entitled to it. But more importantly, what they're doing is doing it for tactical reasons to divide our country. And I'm tired of Fox News. You know, they have a few people like Chris Wallace. Okay, you go, what the heck? But Fox News is playing the Russian game. Fox News is playing the divisive game because it gets eyeballs. I'm tired of Fox News. All I can say is, but they have big viewership, and I'm glad guys like you call in, Bill. Thanks a lot. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.